So, Josh, you've gone on record this week as saying you want to make a statement on Saturday night. What do you mean by that?
By making a statement, what I mean is we're going to be fighting for a world title, get from this fight, and I don't want to be breaking onto the world scene with crawling through the door. I want to be bolting the door off the hinges, saying I'm Josh is here. You know, it's I want to win in style. I want to put on a good performance. I was a little bit disappointed with Martinez's performance. I had a little bit of an injury in the third round. You know, didn't complain about it, but just a little bit flat, a little bit off the races. But listen, I've been firing off all cylinders in the gym. I'm feeling really good, and I can't wait to get in there on Saturday night and get a good win, winning style, and let's get that world title.
Now, just touching on Dennis, he's obviously got an unbeaten record. He's used to going the distance as well. It could be a potential banana skin if you're not fully locked in.
Yeah, obviously, I've got to be fired up. I mean, Dennis has been given a massive golden opportunity from going off a technical draw to, well, where are we now? You know, he's got a chance to fight for a world title. If he beats me, he's going to fight out of his skin, obviously. But I've come too far, Jonathan. You know, I've come too far to slip up. The big one, what I've been asking for so long, could be, and well, it will be after this fight. And I'm going to give absolutely everything. You know, Dennis is, yeah, I didn't really say that much up there. I did when I got to his face, but he hasn't been in the same caliber of opponents who I've been in. I've been in with the hard boys. I've been in with the, you know, with the tall 7-foot Japanese fellas. I've been in with the non-stop come forward Kiko Martinez. I've been mixed with them all, and I've got through it. You know, I know how to fight on back foot, I know how to go forward throwing punches for non-stop. So I just don't think he's been with the same kind of calibre. Yeah, he boxed Ryan Walsh and he got the win over Walsh, but I think Walsh gave him the fight. I think Walsh could have, if he really wanted it, could have taken it, but he just didn't do enough. Isaac were getting on top of him until the head clash, so that's why, you know, Isaac's got a bit between his teeth. So naturally, yeah, he's going to come and give it, but I don't think he's been in that same class as I have.
And you've said a win puts you in line for Lee Selby's IBF belt, and there's been a bit of needle and a natural rivalry over the last few years, not just between yourself and Lee, but also with the camps as well. There's been a bit of verbal sparring and a bit of sparring on social media as well, so there's a lot on the line, and that is a natural grudge match, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, obviously the media put it there first of all, and then after that it just got bigger and bigger, and that's just due to Lee's ignorance from not just himself, his camp. You know, I used to think it was just down to the media building it up, but it's gone past that. It himself has behaved like a fool. You know, the way he's been on social media, just like the fights, what could have been made, it's just not happened. And his team as well, you know, Jamie Sanagan and Chris, just behaved like absolute numpties. So listen, there would be a bit of needle in there, a bit of personal in there. But we'll see what happens after this one. You know, he's already talked about moving up if he can't get the big fights. He's just been offered a big fight. You know, he's a world champion. He's not fighting Santa Cruz this year. He's not fighting Abner Mares. He's not fighting. He's not going to fight Oscar Valdez, and he's not going to fight Gary Russell, because Gary Russell's probably going to fight someone like Joseph Diaz Jr. Oscar Valdez has got everything cushy with top rank. So where's he going to go? Who's he going to fight? There's no other big names out there for him, really.
And in an era where some people often avoid each other and there aren't many natural rivalries, we could be on the brink of a golden era in the division in British and Irish boxing, because we've got Carl Frampton, so to have two elite fighters up there looking to take on each other, like yourself and potentially Lee Selby, but also throw Carl Frampton into the ring. You know, we could be on the verge of something very special.
Yeah, mate, after that you've got, a good trio of world title fights there, and yeah, listen, that's an ideal route for me, would to be fight someone like Lee Selby, win the title off him, and then fight someone like Carl Frampton in a big stadium fight. I either Windsor Park or Ellen Road. You know, I've got a lot of respect for Carl. He's a good fighter, and he doesn't talk, you know, the same rubbish what Lee's team does. So, you know, I think that'd be a good fight, and we'd have a good dog ding dong. But yeah, it's a good part to be, and it's good division to be in.
Now, Saturday, Dennis is going to be walking into an environment that he's never experienced before, and that's something that you thrive on.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I've said it many times. They always give me a massive boost. They always give me a massive incentive to dig deep and perform for them. I want to win for them as well as for winning myself and winning for my family, winning for my friends. I want to win for them. And listen, I'll make sure I get the win for them on weekend.
Now, we've got to touch briefly on your sartorial elegance. There's a rumour floating around that Chris Eubank's been looking to you for advice. Is this a bit of a tweed number going on? Magic of radio, but talking through it.
Yeah, I've got a little green checkered tweed number going on. I'd like to thank Martin Schneider from Accent Clothing in Leeds for sorting me out, as always gets me dressed up smart. And yeah, you know, it's a press conference, a lot of fighters come in tracksuits and whatever, but I like to look good for press. And tomorrow we'll have tracksuits on for weighing, and then the fact that we'll don the shorts. So yeah, it's always good to turn smart. I look like a scruff half at time, any other time.
Now, a lot of people have been talking this week, of course, that you've had a curry named after you, the Rogan Josh Warrington. It got me thinking, we need a side dish for your dad, basically, because he's a good lad, as we know, but he can be a hard taskmaster as your trainer. Yeah. And I was thinking, as a little side dish, what about Papa Dumpreach? What do you reckon of that one?
That's not bad, to be honest with you. I think they were already thinking of other names for other fighters. I think they came up with the Nicola Adams Naan bread or something like that. But yeah, I think you could put that idea to him and turn it into a boxing fame curry house. Maybe we could do that.
Well, I'm none the wiser about the Nicola Adams reference. But finally, it's been Builder's Edge of Glory on Saturday night. Any chance of doing a Tyson Fury after the match and belting out Edge of Glory for us, or who would be the best person in the camp if not you to belt that one out, do you reckon?
Probably my dad. He's not a bad singer, to be honest with you. I don't do no singing, that's why I box. I can play guitar a bit, but I'm not sure on singing.
Well, we're looking for a special night on Saturday and onwards and upwards.
Top man, thanks Jonathan, nice one.
Good.